In 2013, more lifeguards were on the beach in the early going, and Public Safety Director Bob West says this year they've been building on that.
We've already given one tryout, and we have another tryout, in fact, scheduled for March the 15th out of UWF. But yeah, we're hoping to probably get to 60 or 65 lifeguards or so, and we may even be expanding even bigger, maybe providing more service. I just really can't speak to that yet, but we're going to need lots of lifeguards this year. I'm hoping to get to probably 65 or so total.
As part of their training, West annually reminds lifeguard candidates of the importance of the job, that guarding open water is not the same as sitting over a pool at the country club.
This is the real deal. I've worked as a pool lifeguard for several years, never made a rescue, certainly never saw drowning, so it's a much different environment. And of course, out here, the Gulf is an unforgiving place. It's dangerous for our staff as well as it is for the visitors.
West points to the Affordable Care Act for having the extra sets of eyes on the beach this year.
You know, in the old days, I could work these young men and women 40 hours plus. Now they can't work more than 30. So just by the virtue of them not being able to work as many hours, I have to have more staff.
Under the ACA, anyone working 30 hours or more per week are full-time employees, requiring their bosses to offer health insurance. That aside, West predicts a huge 2014 summer season.
Oh, absolutely. We'll start seeing it now. Really from now until about the second week of April. Then we'll drop a bit, and then we run wide open again from May on. The cold we had of the winter, and the Blues not flying. So obviously, the Blues will be back. A couple big concerts going on out there. I'm expecting probably our biggest summer ever.
But even the most skilled lifeguard can only do so much. Visitors are advised to help them out by getting familiar with a number of safety features, such as the surf warning system.
Flag systems, or reader board, or flyers, everything else. And once again, if it's a yellow flag day and you're a great swimmer, go have fun. If you're a weaker poor swimmer, stay on the beach. When the flags are red, no swimming in the Gulf. That's when people drown extremely quickly. That's when we have our biggest problems. And if you're away from our swimming areas, it makes it that much harder for us to get to you. We're not here to ruin your fun by any stretch of the imagination, but if we ask you to move, it's because you're in a dangerous area.
For weak swimmers, West recommends a hotel swimming pool or quiet water beach on the Sound, where there's no current and a gradual decline into the water. There are also some do's and don'ts away from the water.
No glass anywhere on the beach. Glass is a huge problem for us. The dog beaches, one down near Park West, one down near Park East. As far as our spring breakers, no open alcohol in any of the parking lots. Certainly you will be ticketed. It's a pretty good hit. On the beach is fine. Of course, you want to drink. Please drink responsibly.
And when you come to the beach, Bob West says plan for a full day. Bring plenty of water, snacks, and sunscreen. Apply the latter about 20 minutes before going out into the sun, and either every 2 hours or when you emerge from the water. His last two pieces of advice, plan ahead to get a parking spot and leave only your footprints when you go home.
If you want to park at Casino, get here early. But you can come to the beach any day of the week and park down at Park West or Park East, and there's almost always plenty of parking. We're very proud of this beach. Our Public Works Department does a phenomenal job of keeping it clean, but it obviously takes everybody's efforts to help keep it that way.
More information on spending time at Pensacola Beach is available at the Santa Rosa Island Authority's website, SRIA-FLA.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.